We are so excited to welcome you to Gather to Scatter. We are Jordan, Mariah, and Rachel, three friends who love to talk about Jesus. Today, we continue our Faith and Work series as we talk about burnout.
Yes.
We must gather well to scatter well. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll definitely be weird. But our hope is that we will encourage you to scatter well alongside us with a solid foundation on Scripture.
Yeah. I just thought of that emoji in my head that has the smoke coming out of its mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
It's a good one. It's like winded. It's just kind of like a sigh of relief.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
It's
okay.
Good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay. It is mine.
That's the one.
Yeah.
What do you got, Rach?
All right. Okay. So, I was thinking about 2025 and all of the travel that I am going to do, and I think about all the travel I've been doing, and I wanted to know, where is y'all's favorite place? It doesn't have to be a city, but where is y'all's favorite place and, like, the culture around it and why?
My favorite place, the culture around it, and why?
I guess I have
multiple answers.
Okay, I'll start.
You start.
So, Paris is probably my favorite place.
Okay.
I feel so energetic and at the same time so at peace when I'm in Paris. Because it's a city, so it's so, like, there's a lot to do, there's a lot of culture, there's a lot of people, obviously, but the pace at which they live their lives is so relaxed. So it's like the best of both worlds for me. And I just love art and music and good food. And it's just, I love Paris. Like, if I could live in Paris, I would.
Wow.
I love it.
You can.
I know. I might one day. You know, I don't know.
Okay. I'm just putting that out there.
I thought about it. There was some.
What better time than now, Rach?
I cannot do it now. I mean, I couldn't, but.
I know.
I went in a very different direction.
Same. This is why I like these.
My favorite place is in my room, in my chair.
That's stunning.
I was literally going to say my bed.
Stop it.
I love my chair.
I love you both.
It's in the corner.
Yeah, it is.
It faces my bookshelves, and, like, the sunlight that comes in behind me, it's where I read for leisure. It's where I spend time in the Word. It's where I go when I'm, like, studying for something. So it's just like it's one of few places that I can feel either peace and rest or feel, like, prepared to, like, study and engage my mind. And it's different than when I'm, like, downstairs studying somewhere. And I don't know why, but it's just, like, it brings me comfort. It kind of hugs me a little bit. I love it.
It's cozy.
Yeah.
I love cozy. That's great.
How long have you had that chair?
3.5 years.
Okay. So it's not like a child was in my bedroom when I was a little
girl. No, it was my mom's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is a very, like, sentimental chair.
Yes.
Okay. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Even sweeter.
Love that.
I was going to bed, but I've since changed my mind. Because I do love sleep, but I'm such an awful sleeper that my mind is still going crazy in my bed. So that's not, like, my place of peace. And I know you didn't say, like, what's your favorite place of peace, but I feel like being at peace is my favorite place to be. So I am going to choose no particular body of water, but on a boat with the boat moving.
Yes.
Sitting in the, whatever the front part of the boat is called, by
it's
myself.
Called the front of the boat. Yeah.
I thought it has a name.
It does.
Like, sitting on that one seat in the very point of the triangle by myself, just blowing my hair. Maybe my eyes open, checking out nature. Maybe my eyes closed, just like, Well, I have no Jack behind me, but.
It's fine. We don't need a Jack with the wind in our hair.
Maybe one day it'll be a Jack behind me. But that's probably my favorite place.
That's amazing. I love being on the lake.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love
being
great. At my aunt and uncle's lake on their dock.
Yeah.
Just in a chair.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just being near
nice.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I am at Jenny's. I love
yeah.
being on the
yeah.
porch.
Yeah.
So just looking at the like sunrise exactly. over the lake. So beautiful.
Yeah.
But then I'm with you too, Rach. Man, a city. Do I love a
yeah.
city?
That's why I love Paris. Because like I for some reason do feel really at peace there. Because it's
that.
Like that mode of life
yeah.
is just so good.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. And like maybe I haven't seen it, but like I really feel like they don't experience burnout because they're not like going crazy the way we are in America.
Yeah, they like take mental health breaks and stuff.
Yeah. And they take like 2-hour lunches.
Yeah.
And they take a month off in August.
Yeah.
A month.
A month.
Good.
Everything shuts down.
That's what I experienced when I was in Australia, but it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like people are done.
Yeah.
Like a week or so before Christmas and into the new year. And that's just normal. I was like, what's everyone doing? I don't understand. She's like, just what?
Resting.
Yeah.
Enjoying family.
Literally. Enjoying our lives because work is not our life.
Yeah.
Man.
Work facilitates our life.
Yeah.
Work pays for my life. It's not my life. Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah, right. So, okay. Good natural transition.
Mm-hmm.
So, today we are talking about burnout.
Yes.
So, what is burnout? It's something that we definitely experience in the Western culture a lot, and specifically America. But what is it? Joe?
Yeah, so burnout is, it's actually something that I studied getting my degree in counseling.
Okay.
And it wasn't like even a whole chapter, but it was a section, it was a long section. And I just remember looking at it and being like, oh, this is making sense. Because the word wasn't in my vocabulary yet. This was, I guess, 6 years ago. And I just didn't hear about it as much. But Psychology Today has a definition for it that I like. Burnout is a state of emotional, mental, and often physical exhaustion
mm-hmm.
brought on by prolonged or repeated stress. Though it's most often caused by problems at work, it can also appear in other areas of life, such as parenting, caretaking, or romantic relationships.
Mm.
I like that it is more all-encompassing because it is really easy to only attribute burnout to a career. But you can experience, I'm thinking of my parents and how burnt out they were after having my grandmother live at home the last few years of her life.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the best things that they've done because they got to care for her, but it is absolutely exhausting.
Yep.
And I just think it's important to recognize and consider that our mental health, our emotional health, and our physical health, they are all interrelated. That means they all affect each other.
Yeah.
And it's something that I get to talk to students about in our health personal fitness classes, and some of the things that I try to encourage them to start considering, and a lot of them are looking at me like, I'm 14, why are you talking to me? But I want students to start hearing from a young age, like, no one actually expects you to be able to do everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so we can mentally stress ourselves out by overthinking, we can emotionally stress ourselves out by, like, carrying other people's burdens and stuffing down our own emotions. And then that takes a physical toll on us. And so to start, I just wanted to say, like, don't overload yourself. You can't say yes to everything. That's not true. You can say yes to everything.
Yeah.
You can say yes to everything and be so overwhelmed that you are not actually living your life to the extent in which is going to be healthy for you. And that can actually negatively impact what you're able to do for the kingdom. You also can't fix everything. That you actually cannot do. We generally want to be able to fix problems. We are not able to do that all the time. I think one of the hardest things about being in friendships and relationships as an adult is just the awareness that I can't actually help. I can be here for you and encourage you, point you to scripture, but if someone is dealing with something that is so hard on their heart, I can't just click my fingers and make it go away.
Right.
And that's a hard thing to know, but also that's very freeing because our only job in these situations is to point people towards Christ and to encourage them to lay their burdens before Him because we have to accept the fact that we are limited.
Yeah.
Every human being on the face of the earth has limits.
Mm-hmm.
You are not an exception to that. Not one of us is an exception to that.
Yeah.
The only limitless
person there ever was is Jesus. And he says, come to me.
Yeah.
And I just think it's important to start out not just talking about what burnout is, but just recognizing, hey, you can't do everything and no one actually expects you to.
Right.
Come to me, all who are weary.
Yes.
And I will give you rest.
Yes. Yeah. It's so good. So y'all know where the term burnout was coined?
Tell us.
So, I will. It was coined by rocket scientists who describe shutting down a jet or rocket engine by exhausting or shutting off its fuel. So it was first attributed to psychology in Dr. Herbert J. Frudenberg's 1947 book, Burnout, The High Cost of High Achievement. So he defined burnout as the extinction of motivation or incentive, especially where one's devotion to a cause or relationship fails to produce the desired results. Okay. So this has been obviously happening since time in memoriam, but we've coined this term burnout by watching literally fuels, rockets, get to the point where they're out of fuel, and so they shut off. So it's literally burning it to the point of, like, you know, when you run out of gas, it's literally your burnout. And so looking at that visualization and pairing that with what Jordan was talking about is a good way to, okay, recognize, am I physically out? Like, do I have nothing left to give?
Yeah.
And then we can go from there.
My mom, she says, don't burn the candle at both ends.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. Mm-hmm. It's a good visual as well.
What does that mean?
So burning the candle at both ends, if you imagine a literal candle, there's just a wick at the top, and so it is slowly burning down, doing away with the wax. Mm-hmm. So then if you think about like a long candle, turn it on its side, if there are wick on both ends, if there were wicks on both ends, burning the candle at both ends means that you are depleting what is already there faster.
Right.
So it essentially means you're doing too much. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they only put a wick on one end.
Well, the wick I technically think is like through the whole thing. So like
it
can cut the wick in half and like get the wick on both ends. And that way you can have more light in the immediate, but then the candle's gone faster.
Sure. Wow. That's good too.
Yeah. Because it's like,
cause it's
like
a lot
you're
of
real
output.
Bright immediately, but then it's done a lot faster. So it's like a flash fire or a, flash, what do they call it? Flash fire?
I don't know what you're
flash pan? What?
Sorry.
Okay, never mind. Somebody out there knows.
I don't know.
Go.
That is good, though.
Yeah.
Because the output is really bright at first, but then it's put out quicker because you burn out.
Yeah. You do.
I see what you did there.
You do.
Thank you.
I think that, so burnout, I think, is something that you can definitely experience just because you're human, but then Christians experience it, and something that in Ligonier Ministries, in the article I was reading about the Frudenberg book, the author of the article says, Christians committed to Christ's work can experience physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion similar to what non-Christians experience. Christians also have to deal with the added challenge of spiritual burnout. If burnout detectors were placed at every church entrance, we would be shocked to see how many who began by the Spirit are now trying to be perfected by the flesh.
Ooh.
And I love that reference. So what he's referencing there is Galatians 3. So I'm going to read a little bit of it. So it's Paul obviously talking to the Galatians, and the title header is by faith or by works of the law. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Mm-hmm. So it's, are you, okay, yes, Jesus, you saved me, but now I have to do the work myself.
Yeah, that's
essentially what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is why I think a lot of Christians experience burnout in a different way, because we not only are trying to do everything in our lives at one time, but we're trying to bolster ourselves spiritually and bolster those around us by ourselves instead of using and leaning on the Spirit that indwells us.
Yeah. Which cuts back to, we're all limited and we are not the exception. Like no one, especially God, He does not expect us to be able to do all of it. That's the lie of being perfect, that we're supposed to, well, one, some people are like, well, I have to get to this mm-hmm. point and then I can follow the Lord because then I will be good enough. That's
right.
A lie. Come to me means come to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not works that save us. It's the grace,
yeah.
the love,
yeah.
the mercy of God that saves us. And then we are sanctified
mm-hmm.
after that point. And there are so many things that we as believers, so much pressure that we put on ourselves.
Yeah.
And I know I've said it on the podcast before, and we talk about it often. The first few years of my salvation were so difficult because it was like very evident things that were being stripped away. And each time I remember just like kind of like the drop in my heart or like the gut punch
mm-hmm.
of, oh, like this
yeah.
isn't okay either.
Yeah.
And we have to stop thinking, even in our day to day, I have to be able to do this. I have to be able to do this. I have to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have mentioned this before on the podcast, but I'm not sure. When I was working for the church, one of the most impactful conversations that I had was very short, but it was with Jason, and he was doing something in the office, and it was a big open space, and I walked in to grab something and leave, and he said, "Hey, how are you?" It's like, "Oh, I'm good, how are you?" He's like, no, come in, how are you?" Like, wanting to actually see how I was doing.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was feeling frustrated because I felt like I wasn't getting everything done. And I told him that. And he said, "Jordan, I never get everything done."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Excuse me?" He said, "I mean, I count it a good day if I get like 70, 75% of my quote to-do list done."
Wow.
And that was so freeing. Like my pastor.
Yeah.
Who is like telling me, chill.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to get everything done. And this perfection mindset that a lot of us have that I really struggle with, we have to stop.
Yeah.
We all are going to experience burnout if we are not accepting the fact that we have to rest.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
And one article that I found when I was looking at a bunch of things, but kind of want to give people some hope before we dive further into it. The author, Nancy Wilson, her article on Desiring God, The Way Out of Burnout,
mm-hmm.
was helpful, and I recommend that you read it. She has some subheadings. The first is address your sin, and then know when to say no. You are not irreplaceable, and don't break promises. And so she, obviously in the article, will go into further detail, but like, if we are doing too much, we are going to feel tired. Feeling tired is not actually a sin, but it can lead us into sinful patterns or
mm-hmm.
thoughts or temptations of it. And so fatigue is not a sin, it's just a symptom. That's what she says. We are flesh and blood. We run out of energy, so we need a Sabbath, which we'll talk about next week. But we need it every single week. And so we have to resist the temptation to think that we didn't get enough accomplished.
Yeah.
Because then we can put too much pressure on ourselves. We also have to learn to say no. No is not a bad word.
It's huge.
It's been like a running joke with our friend group that our dear friend Sydney said yes to everything for so long, and now we're like, we're glad that you've learned how to say no. Say yes to us.
Yeah, say yes to something.
But she did. She got very good at recognizing, okay, I'm doing too much. I am burning the candle at both ends. Thank you, Mom. And so I need to take a step back and say no to things so that what I'm saying yes to, I can actually do well in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are not irreplaceable.
Yeah.
If I leave my current job, they're going to have another school counselor in there in a second. Right now, hopefully what I've done, like the people will miss me, but I have to recognize that I am not irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
I also have to recognize I can't fix every problem that comes up in my job. We all have to do that. And then don't break promises. If you are saying yes to everything, you're going to have to backtrack at some point. It's biblical. Let your yes be yes. Let your no be no.
Yeah.
And we just need to take a step back, actually look at everything that we are involved in and responsible for, and pray and say, Lord, am I doing too much? In what areas do I need to step back so that I can work heartily unto the Lord without pouring out so much that I burn out and I crash?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think there's examples of that in the church as well, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's where deacons and elders come into play. Where did that happen in the Bible? And Acts, deacons.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Were they burnt out?
No, they, yeah, in Acts, they appointed deacons to help bear the burden of the ministry of the church. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And it also is, Exodus 18,
mm-hmm.
Moses.
Yeah.
Jethro, thank
yeah.
you. Jethro, I want to say Jethro. I don't know how to say names. You know, he reminded him or guided him, gave him wise counsel that
yeah.
you cannot do this on your own. This is
yeah.
not a task for just Moses to be judging and hearing the people of the nation. And he said, you need to delegate
yeah.
this
yeah.
to other trustworthy men. And
yeah. many members of
yeah.
the church body. Yeah.
And, you know, because if, when you are burning out, you're leaving... Is like in this example, Moses, he would have been burned out and people would have been unsatisfied, and it burnout causes a negative effect. It's like
mm-hmm.
a domino.
Yeah.
Just everything starts falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're trying to do it of our own strength most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are to find our refreshment in Christ. That's also in the article.
Yeah.
And some helpful passages to like truly meditate on, like read it, pray it to the Lord, consider
mm-hmm.
it, consider how you can be changing your life. Romans 8, John 15, Psalm 139. And then what Mariah mentioned earlier, Matthew 11:28,
mm-hmm.
come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah.
That is an invitation, but it's also a direction.
Yeah.
Hey, you are going to be tired. Come to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't say come to Paris. It doesn't say come to your chair in your house. It doesn't say come to your bed or
mm-hmm.
the body of water. It says come to me.
Yeah.
We can find places of rest in the world, absolutely. But if we are not consistently going back to our Lord, our Savior,
yeah.
our God, we are not going to be fully refreshed.
I love that you're talking about that, because, I mean, this is something that, and I don't want anybody to think that this is like us being like, well, we've got this figured out. Because
no,
I'm, like,
no.
currently struggling with not burning out, because
yeah.
I do want to do it all on my own. And it's not necessarily out of a conscious, I want to do it on my own. It's easy to slip into it when you're
yeah.
just going through your day-to-day if you do not consistently come to the Lord.
Yeah.
If you are not on a daily basis asking the Lord for strength, remembering that any gift that you have comes from Him, remembering
yeah.
that any peace or rest you have comes from Him, and relying on Him for that,
mm-hmm.
it is so easy to get swept up in our, okay, well, this is my to-do list for today. And it's not a bad thing, because, I mean, as we've spoken about on previous episodes, work is good.
Yeah.
Like, working and wanting to do well in your work is a good thing.
Yes.
It's just when we think we can do it of our own accord, when we think that we are the ones orchestrating, that is where we can lead into burnout. And that's
yeah.
something that we all really struggle with. And it's just a natural part of life. It's
yeah.
an easy temptation to fall into.
God modeled it.
Yeah.
He didn't get tired. He's God. He doesn't get tired.
Yeah.
He modeled it for us. How kind.
Yeah.
For him to say, okay, 6 days and then a day of rest.
Yeah.
Important.
And like, our bodies aren't capable of doing what we think we can do a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Especially
as we're getting older.
Yeah.
Mm.
When I was telling Jordan this, I think I was telling Mariah this too. I literally developed a twitch in my eye because I was working so much. It's gone, by the way.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
yeah,
twitch is gone. And this is recent. Like, this was, like, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And for a full week, from, like, Thursday to Thursday, my eye was twitching because I was working so much.
Yeah.
And I had to stop and be like, look, I am... So, yesterday, on a Friday, I was done at noon. And I was like, I'm done.
Good.
And I went and I shopped.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy anything, but I browsed.
Nice.
And it was great.
You took time.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that I think could be helpful that I think people in this very room might roll their eyes at, turn off your alerts for work when you are not working.
Mm.
I know that I work in a very different space, and so that's easier for me to do But, like...
Why are you laughing, Mariah?
It's all the time. Just getting alert. And I even understand, like, wanting to know what you're going into. But I go back to our brains. And when you hear that noise, you know the specific noise that your phone makes when it's an email from work, when it's something from work. And you are going back into that mode. You are going back into that mode. We have to let our minds rest. And that includes subduing the technology that so quickly gets our attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's wild. I can't even think about that. It stresses me out thinking about that. And that's probably something I need to look into.
So maybe think about it.
Yeah, maybe I need to look into that.
She said with love.
The idea of not getting a notification that I got an email.
Well, I'm sure your bosses would disagree with me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and not because they're not good people.
Yeah.
But, like, y'all work in very different worlds. It's a lot easier for me to do that. But your overall well-being is more important than work.
Mm-hmm. I need to step outside. I'm a little sweaty.
I think I just heard the noise in my head.
I literally, when she said that, I was like,
did your eye twitch again?
No, we're fine. We're good. I slept so long last night. I think I slept from like 10 to like, I think I slept to 9. So I slept for 11 hours.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was great.
Yeah.
So what's a practical way to, refresh, recharge, come out of burnout if we're feeling like we're burning out?
I think you have to do like true introspection into the thing that you are doing.
Not maybe just what you're burning out from.
Yeah. Not just saying like, ooh, I'm burnt out, I need to take a rest, but okay, write it down. That's a good practice. That's something that I recommend to my students for many different things, but if you are feeling burnt out, you likely have so much going on in your brain that you can't really think straight. And so, what is it someone said? If my mind were a computer, I have 87 tabs open, 3 of them are making noise, and 1 of them is like playing a song or something. It's like there's so much that's going on in my brain. So literally, get out a piece of paper, grab a pen, write down all of the things, start categorizing them, figure out, okay, yeah, I have said yes to too many things, and so these are things that I'm going to pray through to consider, do I need to take a step back? So I think step one, pray. I think that's always a good place to start.
Absolutely.
And then step two, get some paper. Because you're asking, all right, Lord, guide me through considering the things that I need to take a step back from or give less to. I have this lie in my brain that I'm supposed to be able to give 100% of my efforts to 100% of the things that I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
A very common thing that I say to my students is consider the percentage that you're operating at today,
mm-hmm.
give that, and then give yourself credit for 100%.
Yeah.
Because if I'm operating at 50% today and I give that, that's a win.
Yeah.
I've given what I have to give. Don't expect yourself to be able to fake that other 50% at the detriment of your well-being.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So what can we do, so kind of in that same frame of mind, like what can we do to encourage those people who are in a phase of life where they cannot take up, like they can't step back from anything?
Give me an example.
So parenting, mm-hmm. or I mean, it's in here, parenting or caretaking. Like you physically cannot not care for this other person, and you're in a phase of life where it's 3 a.m. bottle feeding and 8 a.m. changing the diaper, and like it's constant all the time, and it can feel like you're in and you're in just like a cycle of burnout because you can't get out of it because you physically cannot stop doing what you're doing.
Ask for and accept help.
Love that.
If you have friends who are parents, if you have friends who are caretakers, don't only recognize and like that they're dealing with a lot and pray for them,
mm-hmm.
enter in.
Yeah.
Go over and fold their laundry. Go over and make a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Make a meal at your own house. Make them 5 different meals that they can put in the freezer. Give them time when their loved one they're caretaking, like they take a nap from 4 to 7 p.m. Cool. I'm coming over. You're going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Enter in and
be in community with people, enjoy fellowship in a different way. That isn't only time together, that's doing for one another.
Love it.
We bear one another's burdens as well.
Yeah. That's good.
And it's really easy for me to say that, let me recognize, ask for and accept help. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different ballpark to actually do that.
Yeah.
Because back to, we think that we are the exception to being limited.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that I'm coming over and your house is a wreck. Let me clean it for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that the laundry hasn't been done and there's some odor coming from over there that we're not really sure what it is. Let me clean it.
Yeah.
But we have to be willing to do that. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite end, that person has to be willing to let us.
Yeah.
It's a give and a take.
And if you're that person who needs help, recognize that you are allowing your brother or sister in Christ to bless you, and that refreshes their spirit as well. Because
yeah.
we are no more alive and refreshed than when we were helping others. And so when someone is coming into your life and recognizing, hey, you're in a season where you need help and I love you and I want to help you, let them do that.
Yeah.
Because you love them as well.
Yeah.
So
I think coming out of burnout is going to look so different for everyone, too.
Mm-hmm.
It might be someone saying yes to something versus no, and it might be opposite of someone saying no versus yes.
Yeah.
For some, it might be being alone.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it might be being around others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's there's different. No, like, standard, general one means to fix this.
Yeah. No one size fits all.
Yeah. There's not a rule book.
Yeah. Going to look so different for everybody. So recognize that as well. Give yourself grace if you can't figure out how to help yourself.
Yeah.
Well, come to Jesus. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Rely on him. Trust him.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Ask him for strength.
Yeah.
I was just saying, recognize that he's gifted us all in different ways. So
yes.
We're a body. So Mariah and Jordan are better at things than I am in different areas. And if I don't recognize that and try to do it on my own, it's just not going to be done well because I'm not, God hasn't gifted me as well in those areas. He's gifted me in other areas.
Yeah.
So let the body work. Let it work.
Mm-hmm. And listen to one another. One of the things that was very helpful to me this time last year, actually, was Rachel, you telling me that I am serving in the same area in that I work full time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't even see that. Mm-hmm. I was completely blind to that. And I was exhausted because I was doing too much. I'm
yeah.
a full time school counselor, was leading a small group, leading a supper club, and leading the prayer team. Mm-hmm. I am gifted in ways where I can do all of those things well. I can't be doing all of those things at one time. And
yeah.
so now I've taken steps back and have switched areas of where I'm serving so that I am greeting people.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going deep with people in prayer and taking on their burdens. Not because that's not a good thing to do, not because I'm not gifted in that area, but because I do that full time as a school counselor.
Right.
And well, I don't get to pray as much for them, with them. I do pray for them.
Yeah,
but
I was
not,
like,
with,
not
them.
With them, but for them, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, like, that was one of the most helpful things to me. And it, I mean, that's a practical example to give y'all. Like, I had to really take a step back, pray, consider all the things I was doing, and make changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. It was hard for me to let go of leading the Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. It was hard for me to not be on prayer team. I loved it.
Yeah.
But it was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much in the same area. And I don't feel burnout now.
Yay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And that opens up areas for more blessings.
Yes. And different blessings. Things that I wouldn't have had time for that I have time for now.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yes. It is.
I love that for you, Joe.
Me too. You've been kind. Do y'all have examples like that? Like, have you experienced burnout? If so, how have you gotten out of it? Or are you still sitting in it and need to figure your way out?
Ask me this question next season. Yeah. I think that, yeah, this episode, and we talked about it a little bit, like, this episode is coming at a very apropos time.
Yeah.
In I think, all of our lives, but I know specifically mine, because I do feel like I am work has gotten crazy, which is a good thing, and it is very good crazy, but it is all the time working from when I get there at 7:30 a.m. straight through lunch to 5:15, 5:30 p.m. I'm coming home, I'm editing, or I'm preparing for a cohort, or I'm hosting a Dungeons and Dragons thing, because I'm a nerd. And it's just go, 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 go. And so I need to figure out how to, okay, how do I, one, rely on the Lord in these things, because it is not me who is getting me through the day, because it's physically not, I can't get through these days. What can I step away from without stepping away from something that the Lord has for me? If that makes sense, because I still have to figure that out.
Yeah, discernment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just in a period of burnt out as well, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, period of burnt out.
Yeah.
Good.
We're being burned.
Burning.
Burning.
The candle is burning from both ends.
We didn't stop.
Yeah, I think the feeling I dislike the most about being in a period of burnout is just like struggling to find the joy in the small things, because I normally do, and I love that, and I love to wake up and smile and just be like, thank you, Lord, for waking me up, and I still do, but it's harder to find the things to be joyful about, but genuinely joyful. Like, I still am finding joy in the things, but I'm like, am I, like, genuinely joyful about this, or am I just, like, trying to be, because that's normally the state that I'm in, and I just want to stay in that state?
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate struggle to, like I said earlier, you know, like, burnout comes with so much negative. And, so I gotta talk to the Lord all the time. Truly. Because then, you know, you throw on some worship music or you sit in prayer and
it's like immediately refreshed. It's just like, yes. Yeah. And like, why do we forget that so quickly?
Yeah, so quickly.
And not just that, this is something that I thought of last night. I told Mariah when I got home from work yesterday, I spent about an hour in prayer, and it was for a specific thing, for a specific person. But immediately, like, all day, I was feeling anxious because I can't fix it. And so, like, I'm distracted at work, and then I'm thinking about it, feeling anxious. I'm distracted at work, and I got home, and I found specific passages in scripture, actually from my sister, and prayed through them, wrote them down, and then I looked at the clock and it had been about an hour.
Yeah.
And I felt so relieved. Yeah. I felt so much peace, so much direction from the Lord. And he doesn't say, like, come to me and I'll give you a little pep talk.
No.
The visualization, if you'll track with me for a second, imagine your hand just completely closed around something.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We think that we're in control. We think that I can handle this. I should handle this. I'm expected to handle this. Whatever it is that we're thinking.
Yeah.
And it's not just walking up to God and opening our hand and saying, here you go.
Yeah.
But it's walking up to him, opening our hand, tipping our hand over so that it falls at his feet, and then pulling our hands back because we are done.
Yeah.
I'm not picking that back up. And that is such a sign of trust, to be able to lay something at the foot of the cross, knowing full well that our Lord and our Savior can handle it. And he might do with it differently than what you've asked, but that's when you have to choose to trust him, and taking your hand back and saying,
I recognize
I cannot do this. I'm not picking it back up.
Yeah, that's great.
It's important.
It is important. That's huge.
One of the articles, the Got Questions one, that we'll link in the show notes as well, just a few one-liners in here that I really liked. I think one of you put this in here as well. Yeah. Burnout is often the result of self-reliance. Yes. The self-reliant take upon themselves the role of savior rather than trusting God to accomplish his own will. Ouch.
Yeah.
Another cause of burnout is a lack of self-care. Those who do not take care of themselves fail to understand how much God values them.
Yeah.
How often, girls, do y'all consider how much the Lord
values you. I don't think about that word value near as often as I think I should. I think about how he loves me, how he's forgiven me, how he's provided for me. He values me. That's incredible.
Yeah.
We have value.
Yeah.
To the God of creation.
Yeah. And it's enough for him to die.
Yes.
Enough for him to send his only son to die.
Yes.
That's insane.
Uh-huh.
And so why are we not... And this was something else I was going to say, kind of to combat burnout, and it ties directly into taking care of yourself, because I, in my life right now, I have not been in a rhythm of moving my body and exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am more burnt out because I am tired, because my body is in a state of rest, therefore it wants to stay at rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told Mariah earlier, I booked another Pilates class, and I'm so excited to get back into a rhythm of working out. Because I know it will help me feel better, because our bodies were designed to move.
Mm-hmm.
And we in America especially have a more sedentary lifestyle, because, I mean, my work is at a computer all day. Like, that's what I do. And so I'm not moving my body. I'm not taking care of the body that God gave me, which he values.
Yeah. That's important. It's important to consider.
Mm-hmm. Burnout.
Burnout.
That article ends with, there's nothing spiritual about burning out for Jesus.
Huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good.
Like,
that's really good.
And that's something that, like, people can take pride in. They're like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm doing so much. Just like, but that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
It's also not you.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Spirit working through you. So if you're doing all these things.
Yeah.
Mm. Praise God.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any final thoughts on burnout?
No.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to Gather to Scatter. Next episode, we will conclude our Faith and Work series by talking about Sabbath, and then we are going to be taking a Sabbath ourselves. And we'll tell you more about that next episode. But you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow our Instagram page. Just search Gather to Scatter. And subscribe, like, and follow. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.